Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. Welcome back to the Wind Up Women podcast. I am so excited to have you back here again for another episode. And this one is super special because I feel like a lot of us are going through a huge transition, whether it be going back to work or, you know, if you're a teacher, like teaching virtually or in person, or, you know, things are starting to open back up. So you're just getting used to the new quote unquote normal. And it's just been such like a crazy, stressful, weird time where it's like you feel stressed and anxious and overwhelmed and nervous and cautious and excited to be able to get back to doing things. And, you know, you're just feeling all these mixed emotions. So I just wanted to come in here and give some simple ways to relieve some stress and anxiety. And maybe you do these already, and maybe you are going to take an idea from this episode today and run with it, because, you know, I never come on here and talk about something that I'm not dealing with myself. So I just have been trying to use these tips, and I feel like it's been helping a lot lately. And I wanted to share with you today, girlfriend. So let's dive in, shall we? I was just like looking at something. I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot to mention before I want to dive into this podcast episode. Don't forget my 31-day meditation and movement challenge starts October 1st. So if you have been watching me on social media and noticing I'm doing a lot more meditations and all of the things, I am challenging you to get 31 days of movement and 31 days of meditation and see how this can transform your life. Physically, mentally, emotionally, all of the things. So if you want in on this and more information, comment below. I'm thinking I'm on Instagram. scroll down to the show notes and you will see the link right there. And I'll give you a quick like 5-minute video of me explaining it and some information on it, so you can decide for yourself if it's something that you want to dive into. All right. So let's dive into today's episode. It's all about relieving stress and anxiety. And did you know, like, I was looking up this stuff before I pressed play on this episode today, and 70% of adults in the US say they feel stressed or anxiety daily. Isn't that wild? Like, we're all feeling it. And sometimes it's, yeah, that sucks that it's such a high number, but it's nice to know that you are not alone in that struggle and that feeling, right? And I wanted to come in here and just give some tangible tips and things that you can build into your daily life to reduce that stress, to reduce that anxiety, to reduce that overwhelm and those feelings that are kind of holding us back from living our true, authentic selves and our best life, right? So number one is, you know I'm going to say this, is exercise. And exercise is literally one of the most important things you can do to combat stress, right? It honestly is my therapy every single day. And what I do every day, especially during the weekdays, is before I go to my full-time job as a teaching assistant, I work out. So I do about 30 to 40 minute workouts in the morning. And then after work, to really calm my mind and get more present and more grounded, that's when I go for my 30-minute walk. So my walks is just a completely different therapy for me than my workouts. My workouts in the morning is like literally getting all the anxiety out, giving me energy for the day ahead, so I'm not snapping at work or at Justin. You know, it's just helping me start my day off strong. And then my walks at the end of the day is what calms me down and brings me back to the present moment, and just really just kind of, it's like a walking meditation in a sense, right? So honestly, it, like, a few reasons behind why exercise helps. It, you know, lowers your body's stress hormones, such as cortisol, and it helps release endorphins, which are chemicals that improve your mood and act as like honestly natural painkillers, which is pretty badass, right? And sleep, it helps really get that sleep that you need to be the best person every single day. So exercise can improve your sleep quality, which honestly, if you're not getting enough sleep, that can make you stressed and anxious. And also exercise can help with confidence, make you feel better and ready to take on each and every day. So just try and find an exercise routine. And if you are someone that is looking for a routine and someone to help you stay accountable to that routine, the 31-day meditation and movement challenge is for you. So again, you know, reach out to me on Instagram or click the link in the show notes and you will get all the information on that challenge. But, you know, find something that you like. For me, it's my workouts and walking, or you could do dancing, rock climbing, yoga, all of the things. And even just jogging and walking that involves that repetitive movements of large muscle groups can be particularly stress relieving. So honestly, regular exercise can help lower your stress and anxiety by releasing those endorphins, improving your sleep, making you a happy and healthy person overall, which, hey, don't we all want that? All right, number two is candles. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm a big lover of candles. I'm all about that vibe, you know, and there are actually candles that have essential oils in them. So that is what I always suggest for anyone that has like stress and anxiety and you're at home, like even on Sundays, we all experience those like Sunday scaries, have that anxiety getting back to work and prepping for a new week and the goals and all of the things. And having those like candles going with the essential oils in them is such a great way to reduce your feelings of stress and anxiety. So here are some scents that you could maybe go on Amazon right now and order a few candles or even like candle warmers or even just getting essential oils, whatever is up your alley. So like lavender, rose, bergamot, chamomile, there's frankincense, sandalwood, ylang ylang, I hope I said that right, orange or orange blossom, geranium, so many different things. And honestly, using scents to treat your mood is called aromatherapy. I'm sure you've heard that before. And that's why they have the lavender and the lemon and all the things when you're at the spa. And it helps decrease anxiety and stress and improves your sleep as well. So it really can help. So go out there, get some candles and use the essential oils to your benefit for calming your mind and your body and just make you relax more. All right. The third tip is something I've been practicing for about 2 weeks, I would say, is reducing my caffeine intake. The only caffeine I have during the weeks is my pre-workout, which is like a green tea extract and also coffee bean extract. And it's only 100 milligrams per scoop. So it's not that much caffeine and that's all I get. So if you're someone who relies on coffee, energy drinks, or anything like that, maybe look for other options that will help you kind of, you know, reduce that intake because that stuff is not healthy. And that, number one, increases your anxiety and also makes you jittery and all that stuff. And although like so many studies show that coffee can be healthy, but it's not for everyone. And honestly, if you're someone who's going to the coffee machine and making like 5, 6, 7 cups a day, let's see how, if you reduce that intake, how it makes you feel. And hey, even during this 31-day meditation and movement challenge, maybe you could cut out caffeine or at least reduce caffeine to only like 100 milligrams a day for 31 days and see how you feel. All right. The next tip to reduce some stress and anxiety is writing it down. Like seriously, that is why everyone is so stressed and anxious and all the things, because your brain is like trying to accomplish all of these things on your to-do list. But if you take a second, maybe on a Sunday, and just brain dump, literally get a piece of paper out and brain dump all the things that you need to get done that week, whether it be, you know, buy dog food, clean the carpet, I don't know, you know, do the laundry, go to the car place. I don't know. I'm trying to think of all the things, but just write out everything, like get everything out of your head onto paper. And it definitely does help like reduce that mumble jumble that's inside your head, right? And another thing is writing down everything that you're grateful for every single day. So gratitude may help relieve stress and anxiety by focusing your thoughts on what's going well in your life and what's positive in your life, rather than constantly feeling like you're playing catch up. You're not doing this. I'm not doing that good enough. I'm not here yet. Why don't you just see where you are now and what you're grateful for now and write it down and maybe review that list every day or every time you're feeling anxious and stressed and just be like, okay, I am doing good. So another thing that you could look up on Amazon is like the 5-minute journal. There's tons of journals that you could do and find on Amazon right now. So I highly suggest is just by handling stress is keeping a journal and just focusing on the positive every single day. All right. So another thing that has really like made me reduce my anxiety, especially if I'm feeling anxious in a moment, I laugh, right? So I try and engage in conversation and laugh and have fun. And it's hard to feel anxious when you're laughing, right? Or stressed when you're happy. So relieving your stress response and relieving tension by relaxing your muscles is all the things that laughing can do for you. And laughter can also, I didn't know if you knew this, but literally improve your immune system and your mood. A study among people with cancer found that people in laughter intervention group experienced more stress relief than those who were simply distracted. And try watching a funny TV show or hanging out with friends who make you laugh, or just watching like silly reels on Instagram. Oh my gosh, that's always like something that like boosts my happiness. And find the humor. Find the freaking humor in everyday life. Why are we so like, I can't laugh. I can't have fun. I can't do this. I can't be silly. I can't do that. Just do it. Spend time with funny people, funny friends. Watch a funny movie. Watch a comedy show. Listen to funny podcasts. You know, do something that makes you freaking smile today. I challenge you that. All right. And then last thing that I want to touch on today before we close out this episode is just learning to say no. The reason why a lot of us are stressed and anxious is because we have overcommitted. You know, take control over the parts of your life that you can change and what is causing you stress. And one way to do this is saying no more often. Yeah, it might be hard to do, but this is true. If you're finding yourself taking on more and more that you can't handle and you feel like you're overwhelmed every second and you're juggling so many responsibilities, and that can honestly leave you feeling like drained every single day. So being selective, asking yourself, okay, how would this, if I said yes to this, how would this make me feel? And then I heard this, I don't even know when, but someone said, if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no, right? Like if it's not something that's like, oh my God, I want to do that so bad. Like I need to do that. If it's not that, then say no. So try not to take on more than you can handle. And saying no is one way to control your stressors. Just be selective and honor your boundaries. All right. Actually, I'm going to add one more tip. The mindfulness, especially since this 31-day meditation and movement challenge is coming up, being mindful. And honestly, what I've been doing a lot, like before I get my workouts in the morning, is I do a 5 to 10 minute meditation and I just play it right in my room and I just sit there and meditate and just breathe. And it's just bringing me back to that present moment and just really thinking about like what I'm grateful for, what I'm happy for. And, you know, just it could be yoga, it could be meditation, it could just be going out for a walk, it could just be playing like soft music for 5 minutes and just sitting there and breathing. It could be going outside in your backyard barefoot and putting your feet in the grass and feeling grounded and smelling the fresh, crisp fall air, right? So mindfulness practices can really just help reduce your anxiety and depression and just make you feel more present and less rushed. So, girl, I know if you are, you know, feeling anxious, maybe in your workplace or your personal life, there's just so many different ways that you can reduce the pressure you feel. You don't need to feel like this every single day. So I hope these tips really help you get your mind away from that source of stress and help you realize that you are doing great where you are. You have the things that you need right in front of you. And, you know, exercise, mindfulness, music, you know, getting outdoors, taking time for you is so, so important. So, you know, reach out to me. Let me know what you're going to do this week to help reduce your stress and anxiety. And I cannot wait to hear from you and just chat a little bit more about how this episode helped you. And don't forget to share this with your friends, your family, your grandma. I don't know. Share it with everybody. Everyone needs to hear this because we all, like, again, like the stat I said in the beginning, 70% of people are feeling stressed and anxious. So let's build up this Wind Up Women tribe and just share this message with someone who might need to hear it today. And like I always say, go pour yourself a glass of wine because it's never good to keep things bottled up. I'll see you next week.